From the Heart, November 19. The Proclamation of God's Remnant. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth. The 14th chapter of Revelation outlines the work that is to be done by the people of God just before the second advent of our Savior. Three messages are there represented, which must go to all the inhabitants of the world. John writes of an angel which he saw flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. These three angels represent the people who accept the light of God's messages and go forth as his agents to sound the warning throughout the length and breadth of the earth. Christ declared to his followers, Ye are the light of the world. To every soul that accepts Jesus, the cross of Calvary speaks, Behold the worth of the soul. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Nothing is to be permitted to hinder this work. It is the all-important work for this time, and it is to be far-reaching as eternity. In this day, God has called his church, as he called ancient Israel, to stand as a light in the earth. By the mighty cleaver of truth, the messages of the first, second, and third angels, he has separated a people from the churches and from the world to bring them into a sacred nearness to himself. He has made them the depositaries of his law and has committed to them the great truths of prophecy for this time. Like the holy oracles committed to ancient Israel, these are a sacred trust to be communicated to the world. In the issue of the contest, all Christendom will be divided into two great classes, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, and those who worship the beast and his image and receive his mark. The prophet of Patmos beholds them that had gotten the victory over the beast, having the harps of God, and singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb.